environment. If you'd all gather around, we'd like to talk with you. At Texaco, we created a new department for environmental protection. It's made up of Texaco people who are dedicated to finding ways to protect the earth, the air, and the water. This department will guide the company's continuing efforts to help protect the environment, while Texaco provides the petroleum energy people need. We're all aware of the problems of pollution. We hope teaming up all our experience will help us find practical solutions. We're working to keep your trust.
The Wall Street Journal disclosed today that the chairman of the pay board, George Bolt, was entertained at the expense of the General Electric Corporation.
Contacts might be made between Washington and Peking. Snow was 66 when he died. The cause of death was cancer. In Peking, China, the authorities have allowed a number of books by Western authors to go on sale in the bookstores in Chinese translation, ranging from Thucydides to Kant. The sale was an immediate success. There is apparently a great hunger for outside information in China, and the book sale is regarded as a move toward liberalization. We have some home movies to show you tonight. Home movies made in Peking.
I got
him.
Here,
I got him up.
This is down there.
Very high.
8mm films taken by a visitor last fall. These are the streets President Nixon will pass through during his visit next week. These are some.
I want to go on that trip with the president then. I'd rather go here than that way.
The president will see a lot of bicycles in Peking. Bicycles are very popular in China today. There are some bicycle taxi cabs even, but mainly everyone gets around on their own bikes or on buses. There are not many automobiles in Peking. There is, however, a lively and traditional street life. In the Orient, much of life is lived on the sidewalk, and although Peking has gone through many changes, the old shops and the old traditions of street corner markets haven't gone away, including this pavement supermarket you see here.
I did that for 2 years, you know.
No, thank you, ma'am. I did have one.
That's where I lost my
In Peking, you can get a ride on a bicycle bus. There's one. Although most people use the bigger buses to get to and from work, buses and trucks are more important in China than passenger cars.
Yeah.
In the United States, we have one passenger car for about every two people. In China, there is one passenger car for every 3,300 people.
That's the way it ought to be, isn't it?
That's right.
Children live at home.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, every time I go around the campus somewhere, I get in that old car. Well, most of my life, I didn't even have a car. I walked everywhere I went. If it's too far to walk, I took it to streetcar or bus.
But you know, you just can't get nowhere these days without a car.
No, you can.
And on that campus now, the schools, the classes are far apart. And you just about got to run, you know, to get there on time.
Yeah. And they stretch that intermission there.
That's right.
15 minutes.
It's dangerous, absolutely, to walk. In town.
He's had.
You know, the most dangerous place is right there, crossing. right there, University Avenue.
You know, yeah. I called Ms. Dodd a while
right
ago.
Right on 13th.
And she says that Mr. Dodd is real bad off.
What?
That's what she said. She said to tell you all that she thought about you and they would come over, but don't go over there. She said he naturally had the flu.
Oh.
She said that she didn't want anybody to go and be with him mm-mm. and catch it. But she said she really wished that it was so that they could come over, but he was so sick that he just had a fever and chills and said he was just burning up.
Good Lord, he really got it.
He said she said he come in and went right up bed, didn't do a thing, said he was just bad off.
You don't mean he'd been working with
he's
the flu?
Been
he probably
off
went.
Today.
Oh, he did, was off.
Yeah, she's, no, he went to work today.
Yeah,
but
I know.
She's been telling me all along that he was contrary. and was something wrong with him, and she was worried, and she said she knew that that was what was worried. Said he couldn't sleep at night for worrying. But she said he really had a case of it. And I asked her, I said, is there anything that we can do? And she said, no, I don't want you over here. Lord, no.
Golly, Peter. And you know, with all them children, I don't know how in the world they can keep them going around.
You know, that is dangerous, that flu.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go in sight of that.
No, not unless I could do something. If there's something that I could do on the outside, I'd go over there and do it.
I wouldn't want to go visiting. Of course, I think it's our place and our duty to help the sick all we can. Just don't come in contact with them, but do all you can for them. I wouldn't mind doing anything I could, but just to go to visit him because he's sick.
That would be.
I don't think that
Isn't
would
that
help a whole lot.
Isn't that terrible when people are scared of people?
Yes. That is shameful. If a fellow is going to be sick, he ought to be able to have something where somebody can visit him, oughtn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
But you know, I don't know if you, anything like that, if you're going to have it, you're going to have it. And if you're not, well.
I've been so afraid I was going to come down with it. Of course, I had my shot. I had the flu shot.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me that you could take some aspirin and go right on in the room where there was a flu and it wouldn't bother you. A couple of aspirins. I don't remember nothing told me.
Yeah.
I just don't
want to
try it.
I don't want to try it, but if I had to go, I'd try it.
Yeah.
Somebody got to go.
Now she'll
be down. If there's all in the bed at one time, somebody
will probably
go
all around.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's so contagious.
Let me tell you, I had the flu. And for your sister, the whole family was down here. And you know, didn't any of them come in where I was. They put me out there in that little trailer and just scooted a little food under the table, under the door. That's the truth, wasn't it, Faith?
Guy wouldn't let us come in. He wouldn't even let me come anyway except to the door. You know, while he was real. Mm-hmm.
How long did it last you?
I forget now.
It was several years.
Several days. It lasted right from our house. Yes. And that's a pretty good place out there, you know.
Yeah. Like we are, we'd have to go to the hay shed. Getting the hay.
Sleep with the puppies.
That's right. Well, they took up with you.
Oh yeah.
Rascal seed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. They go.
Seem
like they wanna follow that truck. They go out on the highway.
Oh, you know they wanna follow that truck.
They wanna get killed if they get out there.
Well, what are you going to do? Just let them ride in it.
No.
No, I just assumed they wouldn't learn to ride in
it. I don't want them to ride at all. If he ever gets time, I want him to build me a little dog yard. If he can find some wire somewhere, we sure can't go buy none.
Why, Miss Mary, you can't.
No, heck no. I'm so.
While you're in the mood, just go on and buy something else.
No.
We finished spending out today.
Oh, what'd you do today?
Well, we went and put insurance on the car out there. Well, we had 30 days to get it on, but I thought we'd just go ahead and
had it inspected.
Get it, had it sticker put on it. And,
that's right, we're spent out. And they even paid for my house. You know, I got that a while ago. That, ain't that the craziest thing? And they thanked me so much, or Sizzlebuck did, for letting them do my work. And any time that I needed anything or anything went wrong, to give them a call. And my friends or my neighbors needed any work to hand them a card. Never said a doggone word about my bill.
Maybe they're not going to charge you.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, they'll say something about it.
But I wanted them to get it to me while Marvin was home.
They won't get adjusted.
And while he was prepared for it.
I want him to be the one to go get the money and pay for it.
Yeah. But they won't cooperate with you.
They ain't sent me no bill.
Well, the longer they wait, the longer you're alone.
They'll charge me interest.
No, I didn't bargain to pay no interest, man.
Well, now, what do you do? Get 60 days? Or this, you just going to pay it off?
Just pay it off.
Yeah. This ain't like a car or utility.
No, well, this thing, I think that they'll stand behind this. I believe Sears is as good as their word.
Yeah. But the automobile people, it's a different matter.
Well,
that's right.
I think the automobile people will do it, too.
I want to tell you how cheap he is.
But,
he embarrassed the daylights out of me.
Is that right?
That the cigarette lighter was gone out of the car, you know? And he carried it up back up there, and he told them that he wanted that cigarette lighter in there, and they told him, said, that thing cost us $18. He says, I don't care if it does cost $18. You put it on that.
It's supposed to be in there. I want it in there.
Well, of course.
I mean, I won't never use it. I don't think I'll ever use it.
I told him, I said, let the thing go.
Suppose somebody taking it out, so let them put another one in it if I noticed it. You know, before I paid, we got it.
You can't notice all them.
No. And it's covered up, you know, a little ashtray.
It just pulls out in a little lid.
It just pulls out in a little old thing and that you push in.
And he made special trip over there. That was his excuse.
And when it gets hot, it just pops out. Well, somebody might want to use it.
To make them put that in there. I said, oh, Marvin, we don't need... they're going to put it in.
Well, I never heard of a car without a cigarette lighter.
Oh, there's some of them comes extra, but that particular one. If they put that hole in that forward one, then it's supposed to be in there. And that hole was there. Now
some of them salesmen done that.
Yeah.
Course, I mean, it's...
Told him, said, that cigarette lighter cost $18. He said, I'll give it because I'm going to be in there.
They get you one, Sandy?
Yeah, he put one in there.
You see that? He's standing up to him,
wasn't
he?
Well, I think so.
I mean, if the thing comes with a radio and the radio ain't in it, you want it in there, don't you?
Did you know one thing? You know, you did not that fart, that wash part like a...
No, well, it's one nothing there, but ash and nothing.
You reckon it's all right?
Yeah.
You don't use this. It's got a radio.
Yeah.
But you don't use it.
Well, once in a while, I use it. It's got a radio and heater.
Old ashtray. No, a cigarette lighter.
Mm-hmm, that's all right.
You know, them are good radios if you have a good antenna.
It's got a Philco, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philco.
They put good ones in there, don't they? Radios.
You had to take it through the inspection.
That's right. Mm-hmm. See, they give you 10 days on new cars.
Oh.
So I just thought I'd go ahead and get it done. Get it over with.
I thought the dealer was supposed to do that.
Well, I don't know about that. No.
You buy a car from him, it's supposed to have a sticker on it.
Well, new ones, second-hand ones, yes. New ones, they say no.
Oh, I have something.
And if they give you 10 days to get it done.
But it had a tag on it.
Yeah, they put a tag on it. Mm-hmm.
A lot of extras, ain't they?
They are.
Yes, sir. When you start figuring up them extras, you know, at one time I heard people say that they made most of their profit from the extras.
Well, sir, now they tell me at them Datsuns, them little Datsun trucks and cars too now.
Yeah.
That there's the cheapest car on the market, you know, to go ahead and buy. But they say that whenever you get the ready to buy part, then is when you start paying.
And, oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. They make it up on the parts.
Oh. I can't regulate that heater over there. So don't sit over and get...
No, that. Well, it's not bad. No.
We open the door and close it. Mm-hmm. Well, it just comes stripped down. I mean, and then you have to have all those little...
Well, I think so, but even so, I mean, when you buy it, then if something breaks down about it, you know, and then you got to buy a generator or alternator or whatever it cares, or distributor or something like that, well, it's about four times as much as a Ford or a Chevrolet.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And then you can't go to White Electric and get
that's
one.
That's right. You just, it's just a special...
Oh, man,
that's about it.
Yes. And you got to have another type of tool.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We were trying to think. Now, what's the name of your car?
It's a Ford
Maverick.
A Maverick.
Ford,
Maverick.
Ford Maverick.
Yeah. In other words, it's a Falcon Ford.
It's just a...
Another name for Falcon.
Body design has changed on it. That's all.
They don't make no more Falcons. It's Mavericks.
They just changed the body design and called it in the name. That's about it.
Yeah.
And put all these smog deals on.
Oh, it's got those things?
Got all of it, yes. I mean, it comes out now. Any of them, new cars, have got all of that anymore.
Oh.
Well, I wish I had a new car.
That's standard equipment.
Yeah.
All the smog stuff. Mm-hmm.
You can buy Japanese car, what did you call it?
Datsun.
You can buy a pretty good model of that for around $2,000.
Yeah, new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18.
Well,
Mr. Miles,
a Maverick don't cost much more than that.
No.
Well, I thought it cost up around $2,500.
No. What did ours cost us?
Yeah, it was too, about 25.
I thought it was 24.
No, the regular price of around 29 on it.
Oh, really?
The actual sales price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that's in that kind of long in the same class as that Chevy Nova?
So, about the same, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And both of them are good cars.
I think so.
I've seen that little, you know, Nick. You remember Nick?
Yeah.
Nick had one of them for a long time.
That little Falcon that he bought up yonder for $125. That's our best little old car. I mean to tell you, we ain't spent no money on it at all, except I made him put new tires on it.
Good one.
Uh huh. I didn't want him on the road with them old bad tires.
Your tires cost as much as your car did.
Right, I imagine more.
No, it cost. I got them tires for about a...
But that little old boomer don't never fail to crank up and hit the
road. I went and told him I wanted good tires, and he says, and I left it there all day. And he says, you want just regular black tires or white walls, side walls? So just black tires. I think it's around $28 a piece.
So it did cost about it, almost as much as it cost.
And he didn't, when I come back, he says, no, I didn't have the black tires. And he said, I put the white sidewalls on and that wide tread, that wide oval, you know, they call it wide oval. And he said, I'm going to make them to you for the same price as blacks.
Hmm.
So he put them on.
I wished I had a good tire, man. I go to that Town Tire.
I do, too.
And every time I go, I just have to watch them.
They don't do what
they... You know, they'll do it, but they'll forget something. The last time, I put two retreads on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, I checked the air, and one of them had 35, and the other had 27.
Hmm.
I had that happen in a week's time.
No, they put it in there that way.
Yeah.
They got them colored fellas working around there.
Well, Miss Miles, ain't you scared of them retreads?
Well, I don't drive much faster than you do.
Oh.
I just flop along.
Well,
Do I seem to you to drive fast?
Do we?
Do I seem to you like I'm a fast driver?
No, but then I see on the road so many times where, you know, the looks like the whole tire comes.
Yep, just runs off of somebody.
Oh, I've had them do that.
But
if you take them back, they'll give you a new one.
About $5 more on the tire, I can usually get a new tire for the price of the recaps.
Yeah.
Well, now, how do you mean? I just pay $8.50 for the recaps.
You furnish a carcass or that?
Yeah. But the carcass is $3.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, the last recaps were high.
Well, it's... They just charge for the carcass.
I usually carry a car there and just leave it and say I want the front end aligned and tires put on it.
Yeah.
And when I go, it's usually ready to go.
They really get to it in a hurry, don't they?
Yeah, they usually.
I never saw anything like it. They spoil you.
I usually just leave it there all day. If I'm working, just keep it by there and get some of them, pick me up in the van, and I go and work and get them, bring me back by there. And pick up my vehicle.
I think they make their money in the new tires and truck tires. I think they put a lot of truck tires on.
They make a lot of money on batteries too.
Do they? Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
But you need good, safe tires, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
kind of
ma'am,
like
I think I'm going to ride on a sorry tire if I know it.
Bill Rowell's pretty good, too. You know, he moved off to himself. He used to be down there and run that town tire.
Where's he?
He's moved. He's on 6th and 10th, I believe. Right on the corner of 6th and 10th.
See anybody wants to buy a Falcon, send them over.
I don't know anybody who's got one.
Not for sale, anyway.
I'm going to sell you a Falcon.
Well, I tell you, you mean Cadillac?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be nice to run around in.
Run around in the truck.
Oh boy, I bet we'd have a hard time buying that Falcon. How much you take for it, Marvin? $2,500?
Something like that. Loss of no fault on that truck, though. They don't insure the truck for that no fault insurance.
Well, we don't.
I thought they did, so I went in today to have it everything taken off of the truck and just buy a liability on it. He said it wouldn't be a no-fault insurance. They put liability on it, but it's just like it used to be.
That cost you?
Just vehicles. They put the no-fault on just regular cars.
Well, that's queer. Yeah, is there any reason for that?
I can't see it.
You talking about them mean people last night, roughnecks, you know, rough. I was down at this, you know, Carl Smith's junkyard down there. I go down there every now and then, and for old Fred, he can help you out a lot of times. And what was it? He got to talking about how they worked on him down there. They'd go out there and find the parts they want. They wouldn't bring it up there and buy it from him. They'll come down there and lay it at the end of the row, you see, and when they go out, they get slow up, you see, and sort of reach down there and get the part, take it home with them. And I saw this this well digger down there. We got to talking about things like that. And I saw that old truck there, Williams well digger. And I used to try to get Williams to do something for me, and he'd tell me he'd be up here, but I'd never see him. I don't really know him, you see. I don't know I'm going to see him. Well, it's one of his old trucks over there, and I said to Fred, I guess you worked on that before. Yes, he says, I put a front end on it, and a rear end on it, and a transmission in it. I said, well, they probably got enough more to carry around. He says they've got 20 to 25. But he says, it's the drivers. If they just get teed off about something, they'll just step on the gas and tear the motor up or the rear end out or the transmission, you know. Now, but he didn't tell me about any of them. He said when he was up in Georgia, he come from up in Georgia, he was sawmilling. And he says them boys that worked up there, he says, if you went around and told them they thought they might work Saturday morning and they didn't want to, about quitting time Friday night, they'd have that cart that brings the log down there, you see, and they would do something to it and let it just run right into that saw that's going full tilt and bust it up. And it'd take them a half a day or a day to get that going so they wouldn't have to work Saturday morning. Now, did you ever hear anything like that?
Yeah.
They can do it.
I'll tell you people.
So they got that saw to where they can jack that saw back any way they want to as far as they want it.
Yeah. I don't see to say that in my life how in the world a company of any kind can have a bunch of cars and then a bunch of niggers and there's some white people just as bad as animals.
No word.
Right. Yeah. Why, they don't care no more about tearing up
them. There's a lot of them don't care anything about their own. They just get out on the road and burn rubber. You can hear them squeaking all over the place.
Yeah. But now these boys, your brother's boys over there, they weren't, that's not what they did. They just, that's a different sort of rough. They're rough. They just out for a good time mostly, weren't they?
They just had a lot of confidence in each other.
Oh, that was one that's shooting. Mm.
Oh, he's talking about my brother's boys?
Yeah. Now they weren't rough in that sense.
Say which?
They didn't tear up cars and things like
that.
Oh,
no. No, sir. And that oldest boy that I've told you went to the penitentiary, he's as fine a mechanic as ever was.
All them boys are good mechanics.
Now, what did he do?
He just beat up a road patrol, run him down for speeding, and he beat him up. And the road patrolman had him arrested.
And they gave him 2 years.
Mm-hmm. But he's out.
He didn't stay 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, he stayed about 7-8 months.
And I asked somebody, his wife's aunt, she told me he was home, and I said, he's going to behave himself. I said, no. He said he was going to beat him up again.
He'll do it too if he ever catches it.
And he better go straight.
That's right. Yeah, because I imagine he's out though, on parole now. I have enough.
Oh, yeah. That'll go hard with him.
You better behave yourself.
Not mess with them fellas.
That's right.
No, because they are the law, and after all, that word counts.
He better beat up somebody like me that nobody don't care about.
Yes. Go out here to some of these places and beat up some of the neighbors. They don't have to get a man in uniform, do they?
You know, that evening I told him that that I said, Elroy, you got to go. I said, I'm sorry, but you got to go. And he told me, he said, you know what I think I'll do? I'll go over yonder and beat hell out of Daddy. And I said, you better not. I said, Daddy ain't got nothing to do with me and you. I said, you better not go over there and mess with him. He thought Coy had told me something, which Coy did, but he didn't know it.
Oh, yes.
When I called my brother and told my brother that I was sorry, but Elroy had to leave my place.
Yeah.
And he said, well, sis, he said, I could have told you about it before. You ever got him, but said it wasn't none of my business, and said, you know what Thomas said, and that's Elroy's brother. Said Thomas said, poor old Uncle Marvin said he didn't have a thing to do with that deal and he's going to get hurt.
Oh?
No, I wasn't worried about getting hurt too bad.
Well, I can't imagine them cutting up too much over there on your premises.
Yeah, well, he didn't cut up.
No, he didn't.
He just in and out all times of the night, dragging people in there and getting staying drunk, and he weren't working. And he just went out to Rochelle and got into it, and he got beat up.
Well, we don't drink to the extent of drunkenness, and I just don't. Of course, a drunk once in a while, it's all right, but all the time, it gets monotonous, you know.
Mm.
How old was he?
Well, I would say that Elroy was about 20 or 21, don't you?
He's 30, I guess.
No.
He
was born while you was in the army.
I know, but that's been 30 years ago.
Well,
see, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's right.
It don't seem like it, but it has.
Yeah.
Been...
That's
what,
right.
20-something years?
42. Guy went in 42.
42 is
and
when
this,
I went, and
this
got 72. Out in 46.
That's right.
So.
That's
yeah.
When
don't
there.
Y'all talk about that. You make us feel old.
It's been a good long while ago.
Well, what I was thinking about, you know, when their boy is 16, 18, along in there, a lot of times they get rough for a while, but they don't necessarily stay rough, do they?
No, most of them don't.
But just to keep on being rough on up to 30 years old, that's right smart, isn't it?
There's one man there in Crown told my brother, said he's sitting out on his porch one evening. And said, Elroy'd come along and said he was drunk as a coot and had a roll of money and be around in his arm. And said, Elroy was just staggering and just, anybody wanting my money, just come right on and get all you want. You can have every penny I got. I said, yes, someday he's going to get knocked in the head by doing just that.
Yeah.
Work all week and get paid off, and if anybody comes and he gets drunk, anybody comes along, he'll give it every bit away.
Why, Miss Mary?
And still does that.
And he's got a wife and a baby.
You know, do you know anybody that gets drunk?
Do I know anybody that gets drunk? A few.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
I don't think I know anybody that gets drunk. Do
no.
I know anybody that gets drunk? I used to know just one after another, you see. Just any number. They'd come into town on Saturday and Saturday night they'd go home. But it'd all be weaving. If you call that drunk. But recently, I haven't seen much of it.
Drinking, but not drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that would sure burn me up if I was that wife, wouldn't it?
I couldn't put up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I was her, I'd meet him wherever he's getting paid at. And when he got the check, I'd just let him endorse it, and I'd just go ahead and take it from there.
Well, let me tell you, Miss May, the ones you're talking about get drunk, you mean they just sit around and drink too much?
What he'll do, he'll get up and go off somewhere where they sell it. And if he's got any money, he sets his buddies up, and I don't know, so I imagine a lot of them just takes his money away from him. But just as long as he's got a dollar, now he might have changed since he went to the pen, I don't know. But just as long as he's got a dollar, he's going to get drunk.
And on probation.
And he left my house, and he went over to my brother's. And he stayed over there, said, oh. I told Mom, and I said, you hear from it. And Coy told me that he just got tired of it. And he said, son, he said, you got to get out and go to work. I can't take care of you and your family. And so he went back to Trunham, to where her people is, and that's where he got in trouble.
Yeah.
With the cop.
Yeah. Well, now, the reason they let him out was his family.
I got you.
And his family can't slow him down.
Now, he might be different. I haven't seen since he got out. And don't care if I don't know, see.
You had some luck over there with that old trailer you had.
Yeah, I sure did. And I hope that he'll get along good. I don't hope him no bad luck in the world.
You're not going to get you another one out of town?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Miss Mary, and you and Marvin have done more things since we've known you.
Yeah.
Mm.
You really have.
What have we done?
Well, I mean, you know, you've had that trailer and had people over there.
And now, and anything we done ain't amounted to a hill of corn.
Wilted, wasn't it?
That's right.
Wilted, wasn't it?
Well, I know better than that. You had that big boat over there for a while. I never did understand what happened to that boat.
We sold it.
Yes.
It was just too big. I couldn't take it and go fishing. Marvin couldn't go fishing, and the battery was there just going dead, and the motor setting up. You're not supposed to let the motor set up. You're supposed to run them.
Not too long at the time, anyway.
And we took it to the river one time and had a wonderful time. Went fishing, and we rode on the river, and we carried it out on the lake once or twice, and that was it. And this man wanted it so bad, and I told Marvin, I said, let him have it.
Well, why couldn't you? You mean you couldn't handle it? You could handle it out on the water.
Uh-uh.
She never did learn how she could if she learned how.
I never didn't.
She never did learn.
Well, what's the navigating a boat that you, the different from a car?
Well, it's just that. Feeding that gas to it, you know.
Well, and you wouldn't take it out.
It's
like
not too
it.
Much
oh, no.
difference. You just won't just have to learn, you know. It's a difference in the car. Then.
And if I ever get on my feet, I'm going to buy me a good fishing boat. It won't be that big, but
Joe,
it's going to be good.
Joe's got one that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You see that in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
And I want me a
good
boat and a motor. A small motor.
Well, you still got to get it out there.
She could operate a small one. This one here was all to do from the seat where you were sitting.
Yeah.
In the front.
Well, yeah. You just leave it in the water?
No, she could load on a trailer one of those small ones, like with a winch.
Yeah.
You know, just wind it on there. So yeah. She could have loaded that big one if she, you know, ever learned how.
But you wouldn't go down there by yourself anyhow.
Oh, no. and Marvin working at the university, and he was sitting up there and just going to the bed. And so we sold it and taking the money and bought us a cattle trailer.
A stock trailer was that.
Yeah. That was a lot to have in the boat, wasn't it? Enough money to buy a brand new stock trailer. Yes.
Golly. You got a brand new stock trailer?
Yeah.
Brand new roof, a brand new car. Who touched you? Are you
and boat? You know that roof has worried me. I have worried about that. But you know there ain't no use. I told Marvin, I said, I'm gonna leave. If we don't get something done to the house, I'm gonna leave.
I want it to come a flood. No, see if it's gonna leak.
It just won't rain enough, will it?
No, it just won't rain now.
And the siding of the house, I want that fixed. There's lots I want done to the house. But I'm gonna just have to do a little as long as I can.
How did they take them nails out of that tin, Marvin, and pulling the tin apart?
They're taking a hammer and pulling them and loosen, get them loosened, you know, and then by the way they would do them tight ones, they had two hammers and they'd take the claws and set it down and then hit on the head of that, tap it on the head.
And that didn't hurt the tin?
No, it didn't hurt it. Some of it is, it tore some holes in it, but not too much of it.
I wish I had been over there.
What holes is can be patched pretty easy. You can take a couple of drops of solder or something and do all right.
Now he says he's going to get some siding and put it on over them old bolts.
I don't see why it wouldn't be
I believe that the termites will eat us up.
No, if they do, they'll eat the new one. They won't eat the old one.
Oh, don't tell me.
Not fat, lighted boards like that. Termites have done what they're going to do to them walls.
You reckon?
I know it. There's no sap there anymore. It's just regular hard.
And give anything, Mr. Guthrie. Could you see the top
boy,
of the
that.
Oh, yes.
In them days, we'll say 75, 80 years ago, whenever they saw the board, why, it was mostly hard. You know, fat,
yes.
Good fat stuff.
Yes, they didn't use that old stuff.
No, and very little, but you don't have that anymore.
One of the women from the creek come up this morning taking up money for flowers and said she was sure going to get Sis Roebuck to fix her house.
Oh, well, there you are. They ought to give you a little rebate, oughtn't they?
They ought to, but they ain't going to give me nothing.
Yeah, you tell them you'd advertise
well,
on commission.
Now, That old tin roof has been on there a long time?
A long time.
Yeah, it's been, some of it was ready to come off. It wasn't leaking, but another couple of years and it would have been.
You remember when it was put on?
Some of it. Some of it, I don't.
Been on that long? Yeah. Well, that's
you know, the tin that was on the body part of the house didn't bother me at all. That didn't look bad, but the kitchen and the dining room is what worried
me. Well,
it
was patched.
And the front porch.
What worried you about the front porch?
Well, it was just pieced up then.
Oh, I see.
That man's wife told me this evening that they were going to come back out there and put up another board. You know where they're going to put it?
That Willis must have got on him. You was talking to him, wasn't you? No, I don't know where they're going to put it. Without they're going
to
put it right here.
I haven't said anything to Willis about the board, but I wanted him to come out there. I told him
I heard you tell him on the phone that they didn't do what he said they were going to do.
You did?
I sure did.
Yeah, well, this man's wife said that they were going to come back out there and put up a facing board somewhere.
On the front, I imagine.
I asked Willis about a boxing in the front, you know, underneath.
Uh-huh.
And he said no. He said they wouldn't do that. But he says that board up there, they'll put that up there. And I said, well, you make sure that they put it up there. But they didn't do it. They just left one up there, so...
They just got off without it.
I guess she, this man's wife, said they were going to come back up there. Well, I called her, you know, to tell her about this woman at Creek. And she, that's the first thing she said, because she thought I was going to get on to her about it. She said they were going to come back out there and put up a facing board. I don't know where it's at.
Well, that front's the only place they didn't put it.
I see, right down underneath at
the
end.
Yeah, the board. That's right, eat board.
Yeah. Well, Miss Mary, you know,
yeah, you need that.
What you do on the outside, you know, Marvin with a little help could almost do that, couldn't he? That's not.
I can do a lot.
Yes,
of it,
ma'am, but that's their job to fix that.
Yeah, I know it, but what I'm thinking about is the house part.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what I'd do is
we're
going
to have to try to get some paint
and paint
the e-boards.
And I believe that, of course, a little bit later on, I might have to spend a lot of Saturdays in the field, you know. But I believe I can get some boards, and on Saturday, I believe I can wall up that house. I don't know how far I can go in one day, but I can go other ways.
Well, we just got get guys' ribs cured.
If the house was just painted, it would look so much
well,
different.
The paint, way that west side of that house is, the paint would help the looks of it, that's true. But if you, when they put that house up, that was built in sections. And this part, starting at the south, coming north on the west side, it's got 4-inch siding, all right? Then it started with a 6-inch siding, and it's that shiplap stuff, you know. And where this 4-inch give out, and it started with the 6, well, it runs that crack way down here 2 inches on that 6-inch one. Well, they come on down here to the other, and they use 8-inch. So it's unmatched.
8-inch?
Yeah.
Some
we,
yeah.
We thought maybe yeah. We talked about buying us a house trailer, putting it out there. Well, if we bought a house trailer, it would have cost us $4,000, and then the time you paid the interest and carrying charge and everything, it'd been $5,000 or $6,000. And I can't see that. What would I have done with the junk that I got?
Yeah.
Well, you can just about have a new house for $3,000 with what you got there. Well, yeah, I guess the way I figure.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That roof, that's the principal thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That was the most expensive part.
Yes, and you had to do that right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this other now, you can just do that as you get to it.
That's right.
I think so. Yes.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Let me tell you. You know Mr. John Palmer down there, Ready?
Hmm.
Well?
I know where his place is. I've been in there several times, but
well,
knowing
he's
I don't
been
know
there a long
to,
time.
Yeah.
He keeps up with things, and I know one or two fellas he has work for him, and he wouldn't have them unless they pushed any. He might be able to lay his hand on somebody.
Well, he could. Does he sell lumber and stuff like that now?
No, he sells posts.
Yeah, I know.
Fence I don't remember seeing any lumber.
You know his brother-in-law wanted to cover the house for me. Me and Martin furnished the tin.
Well,
to go
yeah,
on that,
to
and
that
he
lumber.
Was gonna charge me $150. Just to put it on. To heck with that. If we were going to put tin on it, Marvin could get up there and do it himself.
Well, if I was going, if it was going to be a metal roof, I'd have left the roof it was up there on it. Another couple of years, I'd just waited till it just wore out and put another one on it.
They just charge. They're extremely high. I got Curtis' brother to come out there and paint the top of my bedroom. It was blue, and I wanted it white. And he charged me $15 for it.
He done a good job, though. They charge for it.
Just the ceiling?
Just the top of the ceiling in my bedroom.
and you fed him.
That's right.
The whole family.
Well, I tell you what, you get a few ceilings over there, and I know several people who have come over there. And $15.
And you know, he won't do a thing in the world for me, not a thing in the world, unless he has the money.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we paid his hospital bill twice for him. You know, you can folks don't, they ain't no good to you. Mine ain't to me. Now yours may be.
Well,
my kin folks ain't a bit of good to me.
Well, Marvin's takes place of yours. You can count on Marvin's kin folks.
Oh.
Or are you counting on his?
No, I ain't counting on. Well, they're his kin folks too. It's his sister's boy.
Well,
talking about.
People are just not friendly anymore like they used to be. I mean,
they want every doggone thing that you got in your house that they can get. But when they get that, then they through with you.
I was up there on the campus the other day, about 2 weeks ago, and I went to Central Store and get some paint some equipment we had out there. I got the paint, and then the guy was talking about that. I don't know his name. He's pretty nice fella. And that waited on, and I started out. So he said, "Well, come back to see me." I said, "All right, I sure will do it." And I said, "Be kind." And I opened the door and started out. I said, "That is to animals. People don't count." And he looked at me just as hard, and his mouth flew up, and he said, "Huh?" That's about the way it is. If you're kind, be kind to animals. People don't count anymore. So.
Well, hey, I guess you know everybody would think, Faye, they just surrounded by the kinfolks there, and you think they
get anything done.
Wouldn't have turned a hand. They could get something done. They'd all come over there and put the roof on.
Heck to that. Shoot. He's got a brother living right across the field from us, and we see you more than we do him. We don't never seen him, you get to tell of him or nothing unless we just call him or get in a car and go up there for something. And that's very seldom.
Well, what does he do with his time?
Well, he's working in Gainesville, him and his wife both.
Yes. Oh, both of them.
Both of them.
They just hard to catch.
They just, well, if they stay home every day, it wouldn't make a bit of difference.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. Elma got on to me this morning. She said, "Well, now," she said, "you ought to go see your Aunt Nora." I said, "Maybe I had, but," I said, "she comes to Gainesville and go right back to Cross City." And I said, "she don't come to see me. Why should I go over there to see her?" "Oh," she said, she ain't got no way." I said, "Well, she got a car. She comes to Gainesville." And she called me up the other night and wanted me to come over there. And I said, "Why should I come?" I said, "When you all come to Gainesville, turn right around and go back to Cross. And when you could come back by my house and eat dinner and visit with me a while and then go on to Micanopy and get on 75. "Well, we just don't have time." I said, "Well, that's just the trouble with people today. They ain't got time for nothing."
Well, I'd think, is Aunt Nora able to travel?
She comes to Gainesville to the doctor.
She's not actually able, no. Tell you the truth about being able to travel. She's not able.
I have been put out ever since then, you know. When
she had cancer on her face, and Yeah. She's been going over there.
Well, she sure down. Did like to go away from him one time, I know.
Yeah. Well, don't you know, when she was over there and we were sitting at the table, and she was just as chipper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened, but I was going to get right back over there. She was staying with you a while.
Mm-hmm. She said, yeah.
And I was going to get back. I wanted to talk to her a little bit. I didn't get to that night. I guess maybe I wasn't there very long. And you know, something comes up. That's what it always does with me. I keep putting things off. I'm the worst in the world for that. And the next thing I knew, you see, she had had another attack.
Well, she's one of them kind that speaks what she thinks.
Well,
me
and Marvin went in the hospital one day, and she was bleeding to death. And unconscious. She didn't know nothing.
I remember something about that. And they wasn't doing the same for her.
They didn't even know it. And I got on to the nurse, went and hunted up a nurse. And I mean, they got busy. Lying there, and the blood was just pouring on the floor. And she didn't know me. And the doctor come in, and he told us, he said,
get her family together. That's what they saying.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was, would she still have that? I mean, was that her problem, the cancer?
No.
Or something else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she had a kidney infection or something. She had just run down. And the doctor had him to call all the family together twice.
Oh, really?
Because they said she was going.
Hmm.
She was just so poorly.
And just, and she's still making it. Yeah. Well, she's not young.
Mm-mm. She's in her 70s, 76.
Well, that's not so bad.